Simon & Schuster Audio presents Not Forever, But For Now by Chuck Palahniuk. Read by Raphael Corkhill.
Part 1. Joey's. Chapter 1. Otto makes us watch a nature film. In the nursery upstairs, Otto sits me down to watch a film about Australia, about the wild animals of Australia. "Australia is horrid," he says. "The world's not all Winnie the Pooh." We watch as a tiny baby Joey creeps out of the mummy kangaroo's bottom. Its only hope of survival, according to Richard Attenborough's voice, is to climb the mummy's fur coat. The poor Joey, just a pink speck of a thing, blind, hairless, clings with wet fingers to the mummy's fur coat. The Australian outback spreads out all around them, horrid and inhospitable. Just red dust and awful homicidal maniacs and convicts. The outcasts whom England won't suffer. The twee little Joey crawls up the outside of the mummy's belly. Richard Attenborough's voice says she can't help it. She's merely a stupid kangaroo and has no idea the tiny Joey is even there, clinging to her. You see, the mummy's forepaws are too short. No longer than the arms of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, so even if the mummy gave a tinker's damn, she's still fairly useless. As for the daddy kangaroo, Richard Attenborough says no one has the foggiest idea where he's off to. The daddy kangaroo, no doubt, is having it off with a wallaby or a platypus down by the pub. Or he's out cottaging. Not that the daddy kangaroo gives a tinker's damn either. It's just nothing but Australia for a million miles in every direction, and the blasted wind, and the tiny twee Joey must go it alone. It's not so much as a booger stuck to the mummy's fur. She won't miss it. The squirmy pink thing must rescue itself. It shall die unless it climbs up to safety in the mummy's pouch. Sticky Joey. Shivering little Joey.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?